This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Renee Elmers, the Republican nominee for the U.S. House of Representatives in the 2nd District in North Carolina. As you may remember, earlier in the week, we reported on the bizarre confrontation of incumbent Democrat Bob Etheridge on a street in Washington. When asked simply if he supported the Obama agenda by a young reporter, Etheridge demanded to know who the young man was, grabbed his camera, and then grabbed the young man on the wrist and later around the neck. Etheridge has since apologized for that, saying he wants a civil discourse and his actions are regrettable. And we want to get the reaction now from his opponent in this general election campaign. And Renee, thank you very much for being with us.
Hi, good to be here.
How has your campaign changed in the last few days?
We have been incredibly busy. We've just had so much activity on the website, and I've been giving lots and lots of interviews, and it's keeping us on our toes, that's for sure.
How has it changed the dynamic in the district? What do you sense is the reaction from voters as they learn about this?
I think that people are having kind of the same reaction that I did, which is, you know, a little bit of shock. And now that we're a couple of days into it, you know, we're starting to ask more questions. We're all wondering, you know, why was Congressman Etheridge that put out by that question that was raised to him? And I'd love to know. I'd love to hear him say that whether or not he does support the Obama agenda, because he votes with Obama 97% of the time. But I think people around here are just kind of, you know, starting to really wonder and speculate on what exactly happened.
Renee, when it comes to the folks you talk to, is this going to be a major factor in how they vote, or is it that 97% voting record with the president's wish list that's going to be the bigger factor?
I think it's that 97% voting history that he has. I think the real issue that's hurt him is his health care vote. And certainly, the job issue, there are no jobs here. And I know new numbers came out today that show that, you know, we have, an incredible amount of people who have applied for unemployment insurance. And, you know, those are the things I think that people are most concerned about.
Tell us a little bit about your district. I'm sure the economy, as you just mentioned, is a major issue there, but what are some of the key issues that are really on the minds of voters this year?
Well, I'll tell you, again, jobs number one. The fact that our economy is in the situation that it's in and people are losing their jobs, and, you know, of course, they've passed the health care bill and people are starting to, for businesses and individuals, as time has gone by and they've been able to, you know, kind of look at those numbers and what it's going to cost businesses and individuals for that health care bill, you know, that is really hurting them, and they know they're not able to, you know, people are worried. They're not prospering right now. Everyone is worried about the next thing that comes down. And, of course, now we're all faced with, President Obama aggressively going for that cap and trade bill. And, you know, there again, Bob Etheridge already voted for that in the House. So, people are worried about their future. And they're worried about where our country is going and what we're going to pass on to our children.
Renee, what kind of background do you bring to this race, and what would be your biggest priorities if elected?
Well, I'll tell you, I have not had a political aspiration ever in my life. I am a nurse. My husband's a general surgeon. We have a 15-year-old son. We've lived in Dunn, North Carolina for 12 years. We love our community. We're very involved in our community. And, you know, my husband and I got very vocal during the healthcare debate, especially last year. Going out and speaking on behalf of doctors and nurses. And I think that eventually got me on the road to where I am right now. We know that if we don't make big changes in Washington, and Bob Etheridge, of course, being right along with everything that's happened, we need to start at the grassroots level. We know that we need to remove Bob Etheridge in order for our district to be able to look to hope for the future. And when I didn't really see candidates coming forward that I felt were potential winners, I just threw myself into it because I'm a conservative, I'm a mom, and I am worried about my child and every other child in this country right now.
Any polling done recently, Renee? How's the race shaping up as far as you can tell?
Well, you know, there's some rumors out there about polling. I can honestly tell you that my campaign does not have any poll numbers in front of us, and, you know, that's been one of our things that we've been trying to raise money for. I'm kind of thankful that we hadn't run a poll prior to this Monday video coming out, because I think everything would have been changed. But we are looking to doing some polling. You know, we're just hearing numbers and things out there, just rumors. And, you know, certainly my name is not known in our district. I certainly do not have the name recognition that Congressman Etheridge has with his 14-year incumbency. So, you know, we just feel very good based on the positive reaction we've had from everyone in the district, regardless of party affiliation. You know, people have really had it with Bob Etheridge.
Have you seen a noticeable difference in fundraising over the last week?
Oh, yes. he's been the best fundraiser we've had yet. we've had hundreds of donations that have come in, and they have come in across the country. And you know what? They're not large amounts of money. They're small amounts of money with little notes that are coming in from people. And, you know, it's hard for people to contribute to a campaign these days because, you know, that's just not part of anyone's budget. And for someone to send me a $10 donation or a $25 donation and you know, make that commitment when I know how hard it is to make ends meet right now is just, it just gives us such incredible energy, and we know we're on the right path.
Renee, you mentioned a few moments ago about how you are a nurse, your husband is a surgeon, so obviously you're not only concerned for the nation about this healthcare issue, it's a very personal one to you. What do you see as the impact on our nation's healthcare system if parts or even the whole of this healthcare bill are not repealed?
If I go to Washington, and I feel very strongly that that is where I am headed after the November election, I am going to do everything in my power to defund that bill and to dismantle it and hopefully eventually be able to repeal it. You know, we just cannot allow that bill to become part of our everyday life. That will kill our medical system in this country. We have the best healthcare system in this country. We have the best medical facilities, best doctors and nurses. We have the best technology. That's the problem. The problem is you got to pay for it. And, you know, what this bill will do will ruin our healthcare system, and it will ruin our economy. It is going to cost every individual just incredible amounts of money. And I am worried about our seniors with Medicare and the devastation it's going to have on them as well.
Renee, where can folks find you online?
They can look me up at www.reneeforcongress.com, and I am also on Facebook. Look me up and become a fan, and, you know, just come to my website, read how I feel about the issues, and, you know, this is really the way that I want to win this election. I want people to see how I feel about the issues. I want to win the hearts and minds of Americans and the people of District 2 in North Carolina, and that's what I want. I don't want to win from someone else's misfortune.
Well, issues probably will decide the race, but it's become a much more high-profile race for the other reason you mentioned. Thank you very much for being with us today.
Well, thank you so much, Greg. I appreciate your time, and again, have a wonderful day.
You too. Renee Elmers, Republican nominee for Congress in North Carolina's 2nd Congressional District, challenging incumbent Democrat Bob Etheridge. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.